So what do economists think of the budget bottom line? Has the government done enough to bring down unemployment and stimulate growth? I spoke a short time ago with Danielle Wood, the CEO of the Grattan Institute.
I think the government has adopted the right fiscal strategy here. So what they've said is they'll continue to support the economy until unemployment comes down with a 4 in front of it. We can expect that unemployment might hit that 4.5% mark by 2024-25. That's great news. What's not so great news is that despite pushing unemployment down that low, we're actually not going to see any real wages growth until 2024-25. And that's why I think it really is important for them to keep pushing with this strategy, because until we actually get to that point where wages are growing, we're not going to see that private sector recovery take off in full. We need that confidence from wages growth, consumer spending to spark more business investment, and that's really what the government's pushing towards.
So for the average household, is the next 12 months going to seem different in the hip pocket, or is it going to seem roughly the same?
Certainly, as the unemployment rate falls, that's a great thing for the economy. It's particularly a great thing for people out of work because it means more opportunities to become employed. I expect we will see more consumer spending. A lot of households build up some saving buffers during the crisis. And of course, if you use any of the services that received more funding in the budget, then you might stand to gain. So there was quite a big spend on aged care. It won't be the transformative change that the Royal Commission recommended, nonetheless significant, some benefits for childcare and mental health services. So a lot of households may well benefit from those spends.
We'd had a bit of a softening up from the Treasurer in the week leading up to the budget about this big change in economic thinking to stimulate the economy and being more focused on that rather than bringing the budget into balance. How different does this budget look to 2 years ago, for example?
It certainly looks incredibly different. So 2 years ago, we were, on the cusp of a surplus, the back in black budget. We didn't quite get back in black, but close to. And then over the medium term, which is sort of 10 years out, we had surpluses as far as the eye could see. We had net debt projected to come down to zero at the end of that 10-year period. This time around, payments will be staying higher as a share of the economy. Receipts stay lower, certainly, than they were pre-COVID. And that means that the government is projecting that it will continue to run deficits for the next decade. The good news is, with interest borrowing so low, that is quite a sustainable strategy. So net debt then starts to come down as a share of the economy over the 10 years. So debt will be coming down as a share of GDP, even with the government still running deficits out over the decade.
That's Danielle Wood, CEO of the Grattan Institute.